Restoring My Soul, Friday the 23rd of January. Looking upon Christ. It is important to understand that we pray everywhere through our individual sanctification by the Spirit, by how we relate to one another in our households, and then by how we relate from house to house. The travail of prayer is fundamental to and demonstrated by the culture and expression of a worthy house. To participate in this travail as a household, each person in the family must respond individually to the word of the cross. If they do not resist the spirit of grace and supplication that accompanies this message, they are caused to look upon Christ whom they have pierced through their fallen carnal religious expression in the household. Each individual in a house is able to mourn and grieve for their impact upon Christ, as one mourns for a firstborn son. Summarizing the repentant response to the word of the cross as families and as individuals, the prophet Zechariah declared, "And I will pour on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. Then they will look on me whom they pierced. Yes, they will mourn for him as one mourns for his only son, and grieve for him as one grieves for a firstborn. In that day there shall be a great mourning in Jerusalem, like the mourning at Hadad-Rimmon in the plain of Megiddo. And the land shall mourn, every family by itself, the family of the house of David by itself, and their wives by themselves, the family of the house of Nathan by itself, and their wives by themselves, the family of the house of Levi by itself, and their wives by themselves, the family of Shimei by itself, and their wives by themselves, all the families that remain, every family by itself, and their wives by themselves." The reference used in today's devotions is Zechariah chapter 12, verses 10 to 14. For further study, 2 Corinthians chapter 7.